Blog Talk Radio.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home.
But when I'm down broke,
telling me about the things that a girlfriend got, and what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're loaning now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more.
If you think you love me now,
ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Round, round with that whoop.
Huh?
Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me.
Molly
knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me.
Woo!
But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
Woo!
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round through each streamer, nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina. I'm round round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down, blowing smoke. Niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic, my car automatic. Ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feelings. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Money don't mean nothing. Bitches don't mean nothing. Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing. I'm round round with that work. Max Low Stride,
I'm hurt.
I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feelings. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Montana. I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. Down Touchable Empire. Dream Team. Hey, worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Wake your ass up. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 11 minutes after 8 a.m. out here. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of chilly this morning, and your boy is up going through a lot of shit, a lot of technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying, and everything. It's 38 degrees out here right now. The high today is going to be 57 degrees, okay? So big shout out to everybody that was out there, you know, that's out there listening and everything. Happy Black History Month. Black History Month started, it was the first, it started Saturday, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But ain't nobody said nothing about Black history. Ain't nobody posted up anything about our Black ancestors or anything like that, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I think everybody was basically watching Love and Hip Hop last night, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, they was watching that and seeing all the women act a damn fool and things like that. It seems like that America is more keyed on the reality TV show then it would be trying to make sure that our children understand the history of our ancestors. You know what I'm saying? So the topic for this morning is what happened to Black history? You know what I'm saying? I think it kind of, you know, this kind of resonates, you know, with all of the so-called certain holidays that then came up. I know this year, you know, in 2013, Christmas wasn't the same. Thanksgiving wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody's kind of looking at everything, you know, just like, well, it's just another day, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, you know, we're asking the question this morning, what happened to Black history? You can hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And we have, my co-host that will be on the line in just a second, my girl Tara. Tara, she's going to be putting us up on some Black history and everything, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, everybody? You know what I mean? Wake your ass up, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody's TV was glued on to Love and Hip Hop last night, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand why... you know, people got to understand that these reality shows and things like that, you know, some of this stuff is scripted. A lot of these reality shows really aren't dead on like you would think they are, you know what I'm saying? A lot of drama, you know what I'm saying? People like a lot of drama and stuff like that. You know, you just have to know how to filter that shit out, because it's a lot of, you know, a lot of these reality shows are filtering the minds of our children, hell, the minds of some of you grown-ass motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's, so you, a lot of you grown motherfuckers, and this, that, the other, watch these reality shows, you stay on Facebook all day, and this, that, and the other. Do you not have a life? Don't get me wrong. If I'm ever offered a chance to get on a reality show, I'm taking that chance and I'm running with it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these things can help a person's career. A lot of this shit can hurt a person's career. You know what I'm saying? You're putting your feelings, your life out there on the line for the world to see. And if you got some flaws in your shit or some holes in your shit, you know what I'm saying? You don't, you know, I mean, shit, you may not want everybody to see that, you know what I'm saying? And another thing, I see everybody wasn't even thinking about Black history. They were too busy watching the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that was watching the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I was out doing other things, out getting some things done that's going to allow me to go to the next level in life. I'm about to have my own Super Bowl. But it seems to me that technically Saturday night, a sort of pre-Super Bowl party, but still, you know, unless you pay $2 million to have music's biggest power couple perform in a specially constructed 88,000-square-foot stadium tent that took weeks to build, I'm sorry, but your party pals and companions don't know what stadium tent is, whether it's 88,000 or 88,000 square feet. But it seems like Beyonce and Jay-Z went to the most expensive Super Bowl party of the weekend. You know what I'm saying? It sounds expensive. Hate to shame, you know, further, but if Paul McCartney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, Spike Lee, and Kate Upton and Macklemore weren't at your party, and your party wasn't at Pier 40 in Miami, then you just didn't have the biggest Super Bowl party of the year. Your party wasn't shit, you know what I'm saying? be alone, it seems like... you know, it seems like Beyonce and Jay-Z got paid $2 million laying around, let alone $2 million to spend on their pre-party. And besides, how much you spend isn't the point, as long as your friends had fun and all ate and drank about 10,000 calories worth of wings, Coors Light, and then your party was a fucking success. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that did the Super Bowl thing. I didn't do the Super Bowl thing. I was at home doing my own damn thing, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, you know, big shout out to everybody. Of course, Fat Man is back in the gym, you know what I'm saying, back in the gym working out, you know what I'm saying. I'm getting everything ready, getting myself back in shape. It's time to get yourself back in shape, you know what I mean? So, you know, we just have to get out there, get up to, and get your cardio pumping. Everybody get up this morning, get your cardio pumping, get your ass out of bed. It's time to wake your ass up. You got the Fat Man, and pretty soon you're going to have my girl Tara on the phone. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We'll be right back after this.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only coast out where radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling of feeling emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain. Tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 53's in the air. I can see
vibes. Walk out the door and they scream, it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think bitch don't kill my vibe. Bitch don't kill my vibe. Bitch don't kill my vibe. Bitch don't kill my vibe.
Yeah. feel the same. Come on and let them know. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. That's why I can truly say in my heart that love don't
live anymore.
Good God Almighty, baby, you hurt me so bad. But oh, I'm mighty grateful.
Wake your ass up. We got the Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct. That was my man David Hollister, and I Can't Stay. You know what I'm saying? Before that, that was my other man, French Montana. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's 8:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? The high today will be 57 degrees. Damn. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's cold as fuck outside right now. You know what I mean? But right now, y'all, we about to bring in my co-host and this, that, and the other. Y'all know her. She's always on the show. You know what I'm saying? She's always on the show. She brings us the nigga news and everything. You know what I'm saying? She makes sure that we always keep it 600. You know what I'm saying? And we always telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? And we always staying on top of our game as black people, you know what I'm saying? So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you my co-host all the way from Mount Clemens, Michigan. It is my girl, Tara Tara. What's going on, sweetie?
Good morning, fat man. What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm just up here this morning and everything. You know me, I'm always fucking with somebody and shit like that this morning. But but the question is, where is Black History Month, Tara?
Black History is at...
Ain't nobody saying shit about Black History.
Not at home. Black History is at school. It's not at home.
Okay.
It's at school. The parents aren't teaching these kids Black History. They got to go to the public school system and get it. They talk about it on Facebook all week, and the only thing they can say about Black History is we built the pyramids. That's all you got? Pyramids 4.5 million years old. That's the last thing black people done did is built them.
Right.
I got a book in front of me called Afromation. Today is Rosa Parks' birthday.
All right. Happy birthday to Rosa Parks and this, that, and the other. Now the story on Rosa Parks is that her ass was tired and she just got on the bus and sit her ass down.
But see, the logic in it is that nobody knows when her birthday is. I can't go to my Facebook page and see a million, oh, happy birthday, shout out to Rosa Parks. It's Black History. I mean, damn, give her a little credit. You know, she was saying, I got bad feet. I understand having to sit down and not budging when a motherfucker say get up. Nigga, I'm not moving. My feet hurt. I've been at work all day. At my job, I walk 7 hours straight. Well, six hours straight. You know, except for bathroom breaks, I'm constantly walking. When I get home, my feet hurt. So So if it was like it was, you know, in the South, I'm sure she had been on her feet all day. She said, fuck the world. She sat on the bus and was like, I'm not giving up. I'm not getting up. No, you're not getting my seat. These are black people's seats. You going to use all the white people's seats and then take the black people's seats too? No, I'm not doing it. No. But black history, I can speak on my experiences. I wasn't taught black history at home. I was taught it
right.
at school. And,
right.
and learning begins at home. I learned a bunch of other stuff at home, but I didn't learn black history. You know, so I got this book is called Afromation, and it talks about what happened on this 365 degrees of black history. So it's something for every day. And I'm going to read to you what who today's person is. His name was called Howard Naylor Fitzhugh. He is pioneering marketing and corporate relations consultant who became known as the Dean of Black Business, born on October 31st, 1909. Now, October 31st is my birthday, 1969.
Okay.
Says he was born on October 31st, 1909 in Washington, D.C., Harvard University, cum laude, B.S., and an MBA. He became the first African-American to receive a Harvard MBA, Columbia University, American University, Virginia State College, LLD, 1971. He was an assistant professor of marketing at Howard, where he developed Howard's marketing program and organized its small business center. Chairman of the advisory committee, I'm going to get my glasses today, hold on. Chairman of the advisory committee of the Howard University Business School, became one of the earliest authorities on African-American consumer marketing and pioneered segmented marketing techniques. Vice President of Special Marketing for Pepsi Coca-Cola, 1974. Vice President of Public Policies and the Issues Division of American Market Association, 1970-1971. He was an expert consultant of the U.S. Census Bureau of Census Minority Statistics Program, 1975 to 1981. He is the Executive Director and President of the National Association of Market Developers, 1967-1978, 1976-1977. It says he is Visiting Committee Chairman of the Harvard Business School Black Alumni Association and Chairman Emeritus in 1992, author and development of the Pepsi DECA Learn and Earn High School Project, named Newsmaker of the 60s by Advertising Age, 1969, honored with an award in his name by the National Black MBA Association. I need to look them up. Name of the Year, Man of the Year, Excel Magazine, 1986, received Harvard Business School Distinguished Service Award, 1987, honored with degrees from Howard University in 1987, Livingstone College, died on July 26th in New York City. And
okay.
on this day in history, Rosa Parks was born. Herman M. Holloway, Delaware's first African-American state senator, was born in Wilmington, Delaware. 1947, Sanford Bishop, Georgia's second district congressman, who was born in Mobile, Alabama. And 1959, Lawrence J. Taylor, New York Giants, Lawrence of the Meadowland, was born in Williamsburg, Virginia. That's black
okay.
history.
Right.
And in my thinking, they only let you hear about the people of the Black Panthers, shout out to Mshtulu. They only let you hear about Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and what's his name? Elijah Muhammad. That's like the four
Elijah M's. Muhammad.
Yeah, that's
right.
all you get to hear about. Them the only four niggas that ever did anything? Or is that just what the system tells you to speak?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Is that what the Fox is telling you to watch these niggas, so them the niggas you going to watch, you ain't going to see these 800 million other niggas behind them. That's just like I got a problem
right.
with everybody. Oh, Egypt. Africa has 64 countries. Is that the only one you can see? Only
right.
reason they can see them is because the pyramids look like titties. How about that? I'm just kidding.
Well, listen, y'all, you got the fat man, the tower up there, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic is what happened to Black History Month? You know what I'm saying? If you got anything to say or you got a comment or anything like that, because Black History starts at home, You know what I'm saying? It starts in the house. You know, we have to teach our children our black history first. You know what I'm saying? And once we teach our children our black history and our background, then everything else can fall into place. A child needs to know where they come from, who they are, who they come from, and who their family is. All these people and all these baby mamas and baby daddies out here that don't want the child over there at their house because I don't want my child over there because you got that bitch over there and this, that, and the other, and I don't want my child going up there because, you know, they don't like me, so this, that, and the other. That ain't got shit to do with the child. It's our children that's hurting when it comes to our black history. It's our children that's lagging and that our statistics and our numbers are falling in the school systems because of our children lacking the history and the knowledge that they need to know. And that starts at home. A lot
you know
of this
what?
Shit in school, you know, a lot of this shit in school is self-explanatory, which when I say self-explanatory, that means that it's automatic. It's a part of life. Certain things you need to know in life that's automatic. Perfect example.
That's right.
Perfect example. You don't have to tell me to pay the bills, pay my car, you know, pay my house note, power, phone, and
don't
all of that. That's
even
automatic.
He started. Do you know people
you know what I'm saying?
Will run their light bill up and get mad at DTE because they cut their shit off? They picking on me. How the fuck are they picking on you? They got 800 gajillion people that use lights. You think they just gonna be like, well, we don't like her light, so we're just going to cut her electricity off just because she didn't pay her bill. It's okay. No, that's not how it works. Rebelling against the system is not paying your lights, water, gas, and rent. Oh, you paying
right.
the white man rent. I'll pay a pink man rent if I get a place to sleep and be comfortable in
right.
my own shit.
Right.
You know,
right.
black
right.
people take this racism shit a little bit too far.
Yeah. Especially, around, especially this time of season when we need to be celebrating the black man and black woman. We're too busy talking about 400 years. Do you know how long we've been talking about 400 years when y'all brought us over here? Nah, if that was the case and y'all was out there in a fucking jungle and y'all seen something that you ain't never seen before, you should have went the
because
other motherfucking way
here.
Instead of... Exactly, instead of, oh, damn, a boat. Let's go on a boat ride, y'all,
yeah.
and this, that, and the other, and shit like that. And y'all been over there building boats for years and shit like that, but some white men
yeah.
show up, you know what I'm saying, with a couple of bananas and shit and some white women, and y'all followed their ass right on over here. It was just like David Chappelle said, like, damn, the president is fucking up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when he was in shackles, he was like, damn,
he was
I was fucked up and shit, yeah. Without a doubt. True shit.
But the African, a Nigerian person told me, two of them, so, and they don't even know each other, but they both told me. He said the Europeans, the white man, never came and took anybody. It was their own that were capturing them for them, and they would come to the Ivory Coast and buy them. Didn't no white man
wow.
go over there and just over no jungle and just start grabbing niggas? See, that's the myth that the fox is allowing niggas to see. They
right,
didn't come
right.
take shit. And they programmed this into, oh, yeah, we came and beat up on Africa and we took everybody and drug you over here to slaves. It was the Moors. And these niggas out here calling themselves, and yes, I say niggas, nigga, because I'll break it down to you what it mean in a minute. These niggas, the Moors, they were from Morocco, and they were like a hybrid of the Asians and the Africans. So they were lighter complexion blacks, but they were still blacks. You know, they were still of African descent. They were just mixed blood. So they were coming over here. First, they came over here and captured people and sold them to England. Before the Atlantic slave trade happened, they was coming over here and capturing indigenous people and taking them to sell them in England.
Okay.
So when the demand got popular for hemp, which weed, which they needed to make the slave sales, and sugar, because the Europeans were addicted to chocolates and coffee. They needed coffee, and they, Colombia, you know what I mean? It was a Colombian coffee. That's why Colombian coffee is so important. It started really in Colombia and
right.
South America when they came and catch them. That's where you get the Jamaicas and the Barbados and the Haiti. It started there and on them islands first.
Okay.
And so they had this demand, so they had to fill it. And so they were like, well, damn, we getting these people over here, these indigenous people over here. We can go all over the globe and just capitalize on it. So Christopher Columbus went to the Queen of Spain, like, look, I got this voyage, I got this map. The Moors gave me this map because they had already been over here stealing people. He gave the Moors a map. I mean, the Moors gave him a map. He took it to the Queen of Spain. She funded his ships, Santa Maria, and the other slave ship named Jesus. One of the first slave ships was named Jesus. And they funded this expedition. They came over here, and they brought them to, I think it was, it's somewhere in South Carolina, where wherever it is, they had something called the Stono Rebellion there. I got to look it up again, but they brought them to South Carolina. That was like one of the first, I think Georgetown.
Okay.
Georgetown was the first port that they came to. And so they tried to develop it, but the natives was like, no, y'all not finna set up over here. So they end up dying off. They end up leaving. They didn't come back till the 1600s, and the 1600s is when Columbus came. You know, so that's when it began. The first person that was sold into slavery, that was deemed indentured servant for life, was a man named John Punch. And he ran away from wherever he was with an Irishman and a Scottishman and an African man. They all ran away. But he was selected to serve be a slave for a lifetime. Guess who he was married to?
Cool.
A Dwight woman. That's why they didn't like him. That's why it all started. If niggas really want to know, that's how deep it runs. That's who he is.
Okay.
Look it up. John Punch. You know, that's what the history for the ass.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all, listen. If you're just tuning in this morning, you know, it's Black History Month. I got my girl Tara Tara on the phone. We about to take a break and this, that, and the other. If you want to call us and with your black history, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We will be right back, y'all, in just a second.
Have a fancy car, diamond ring, but girl, you know all good things come in time. Girl, you know I do just about anything. See a smile, on your face. Don't let your friends go messing with your mind. Yeah.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait, or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go, told him don't even plate it. And we never talked too much after I blew up, just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I text her and told her I made it, and that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it, and right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright, oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Wake your ass up, morning show. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man Drake, and hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah, fucking right, damn right, you know what I'm saying? That's what I be saying to these women when I be out here fucking with them. When I be out here chasing these women, I be like, hell yeah, baby, fucking right, you know what I'm saying? And before that, we had my man Eddie and Gerald Levert, baby, hold on to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, I'm a special guy, you know what I'm saying? So all y'all ladies need to be holding on to that special type of guy you got out there, because you never know how special that motherfucker may be. You won't know how special that motherfucker may be until he's out of your life. Then you'll be like, damn. Then after that, we had another song by Gerald Levert, Funny, you know what I'm saying? And you always think about that motherfucker who you used to deal with, and then all of a sudden that motherfucker call, and you be like, damn, I was just thinking about your ass and shit. Funny you should call today, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. 8:59 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. Let me open up my windows and stuff like that. So y'all just don't know. I have the comforts of doing this show from my home. You know, I'm sitting here at my computer. You know, my computer's by my bed, so of course I'm sitting here at my computer butt-ass naked and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I'm as naked as a jaybird and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Naked like I was when I came into this world and shit like that there, because I'm in my own shit. Do you know how it feel to have your own shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you cats out there, you know what I'm saying, staying with your mama and all of that shit and this, that, and the other. Look here, player. This time, it's 2014. It's time to get your own shit. I had to get my own place and this, that, and the other where I could get my own food, where I could come in and take off my clothes and shit like that, where I could pay the cost to be the boss. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, fellas? You need to get up on your, get up, step your game up, you know what I'm saying, and get your own shit. How can you invite a woman over and everything if you don't have your own shit? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to, you got to see. Sometimes I get tongue-tied and this and the other because, you know what I'm saying, we see a lot of this shit, you know, and a lot of these men. This is why we're talking about the black history, you know what I'm saying? You have to make your own history as being a black man in today's society. So that means that you have to make your niche, like they say. You have to cut your own niche into this to where you're known. I remember one day Tara made a point. She said, I don't want a Grammy. She said, I don't want a Grammy. She said, I want a humanitarian award. She want a Pulitzer Prize award and this, that, and the other. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't want no, you know, I don't want the recognition, which is cool, you know, for helping these artists and things like that. But the thing to get is a humanitarian award. That's the award that I want to get, the fucking humanitarian award. That shows that you've been in your community. That shows that you give a damn about what goes on around you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not afraid to take a step forward. You know, you're not afraid to get knocked back a step, to take five steps forward. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of you cats, you know, hollering about, you know, yeah, 2014, I'm going to get it in, and I'm going to this, that, and the other, and then blah, 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 blah. We already into the second month of 2014, and I ain't seen shit yet. All I'm seeing is a bunch of whining and crying and complaining and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, take that shit to the complaint department. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, you know,
how may I help you?
Yeah.
Who do you want to speak to? My office.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so...
And then Realvin get on the line. He's got these niggas out here complaining. All they doing a bunch of a whole bunch of goddamn thing. The niggas ain't doing shit. Complaining,
you know,
calling me.
Right. So listen. Who else do you have in that book that don't nobody else know about, Tara?
You know who's in the book that don't nobody know about? Me. And I'm going to give you a bit of my story about black history and the lack of communication in the black family. And I told you about this last week, so you brought it up, so I'm going to, you know, tell you the story. When I was like 12 years old, I was at a mother's friend's house, and I didn't live with my mother. I lived in Saginaw, a different city, and I was in Pontiac. We was over some boys that I knew all my life house, and we were all playing roughhousing. You know, I'm a tomboy, so I'm roughhousing with the boys. So it was this particular boy that I was, even though I was 12, I was just naturally drawn to him. Like, I wanted to play with him the roughest, you know.
Uh-huh.
So this was, like, over the winter vacation. I left, went back to Saginaw, probably, like, 6 to 9 months later. My mother told me I was going to come and live with her. She was like, oh, you remember Marcus that was over?
Your phone breaking up real bad, baby. Your phone breaking up real bad. Your phone is breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's breaking up real bad. I don't know what's going on. I can hear you.
Oh, but it's breaking up. Hold on. Back.
Yeah, you sound like you in the studio and shit doing a track. That's, you know what I'm saying? Putting audio
on
tune on it and shit like that. Okay,
that's
that sounds better.
That's the Matrix acting. That's the Matrix acting as not trying to not let me share this story. That's how the shit worked with
Okay,
Buck.
Okay. You sound
anyway,
better now. All right, go ahead.
I moved to Pontiac. My mother tells me to go to the same school. She get with her friend, get his phone number. Me and him, like, okay, I need a friend at school, so he's gonna be my friend to show me around the school. So we end up liking each other. So we end up like dating, calling each other boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. You know, we walking each other to school. He got a job. He 12.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
That kind of relationship. I had predicted that this was my future husband. The person
You're breaking
I
up
be.
Real bad, babe. I can't hear you. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So I had made the choice that this was the person I want to be with. Well, long story short is, one day he was rambling through with some of his mother's stuff, and he found a picture, and it said his mom's name, and then it said my dad's name. And he called me, like, what's your daddy name? And I told him. And he was like, I just found a picture of me and my twin brother with your mama and your daddy name, my mama and your daddy name on it. So it comes out that me and him are brothers and sisters. He lives down the street from my daddy. He did not know this man was his father. He had been to this man's house, you know, cutting the grass for my grandmother, grew up with his cousins. I was devastated. The world ended that day. My 12 or 13, I can't remember if I was 12 or 13, but my mind could not grasp this reality that I got a brother out here, and that's one of the most hurtful things going on. I didn't have any brothers. I always wanted a brother. And when it happened, it was like, whoa, they made me look at the world like, damn, it's a bunch of fucked up shit going out here because these men and the men be out here making the kids, and then the men be on some bullshit, so the mama was like, well, I ain't going to tell. I'm not going to claim his dad as a dad. I'm going to put it on another nigga because he a fool. You know? So it affected a lot of people's reality. Did it deeper. My brother is a twin. And I got another sister who was born in 1969. All four of us was born in 1969. My sister used to date my other twin brother.
Okay.
There was no sex involved. We didn't kiss. You know, it was puppy love. But it was love. You know what I mean? It was love.
Right.
It was the essence of love. I feel your energy because that's everything is energy. So we felt each other's energy even though we didn't know we were blood relatives. It was like our blood was calling out to each other to naturally be attracted to each other's presence to find this out. But it brings me to the logic that a lot of this is going on. A lot of black families don't have family reunions. They don't introduce cousins to cousins. They don't introduce who's who, you know. So that's like I say, black history starts at home. Teach your family who your family is.
Right.
I grew up
in
a city. I was kin to everybody. I didn't find out I was kin to everybody until I was like 18. I was kin to, I'm kin to damn near everybody in Saginaw because a lot of people came from the South in droves. One person would come up and work in the plant, and they did like Mexicans. One person would come, and then they bring another family member up, maybe Detroit, Michigan, to work in the factories. So you got a bunch of people that's related, but they don't separate so far that don't nobody know who they kin to.
Right.
And we wonder what's wrong with these kids. They probably fucking relatives. The shit probably so mixed up. They pit bulls. You know what I mean? You breed boy pit bull with the mama pit bull to make a crazy pit bull. And if you follow the logic laws of breeding, that's what's wrong with people. Especially in small cities. You get one of the small cities, everybody crazy because everybody doesn't. You know?
Yeah.
In Africa, you had this tribe over here and this tribe over here. They were from far away. And they would take this child and mate it with this child, and they would start a whole different clan. Well, in England, they do the same thing. The Tudors and the Yorkshires, that is the white rose and the red, I think it's the Yorkshires and the Lancasters. And there used to be a TV show called Yu-Gi-Oh! The War of the Roses.
Right.
The game, Yu-Gi-Oh! The Royal Roses, that's the House of Tudor. And that's all from King Henry VIII, who was the separation between Queen Elizabeth and her sister Mary. Some people chose
Hold on. We're gonna take a minute. You check your phone because you coming in, you sounded like what the fuck was his name? Max Headroom and shit back in the day with motherfucker. You repeating words and shit. It's coming across like you playing a keyboard and shit like that. You over there getting your cell phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? You think you Roger Troutman over there? You got your little, you got your keyboard and shit. You over there playing trying to talk and everything. But check this out,
though.
I'm
going to hang up and call you back. I'm telling you what it is. It's
okay,
this
well,
shit.
Well,
I'm going to hang up and call you right back.
Okay, well, while you doing that, we have a we got a comment from my man Earl Kobidi all the way out there in Johannesburg, Africa. Big shout out to Johannesburg, Africa. They are listening to us this morning. He writes, different societies such as Australia, Brazil, and the United Kingdom, the United States and South Africa apply different criteria regarding who is classified as black. And these criteria have also varied over time. In some countries, social variables affect classifications as much as skin color, and the social criteria for blackness vary. For example, in North America, the term black people is not necessarily an indicator of skin color or ethnic origin, but it's more of a socially based racial classification related to being African American with a family history related to institutionalized slavery. Go ahead, Earl. Boy, I may not understand what the fuck you say on the phone, but when you write it out, you make fucking sense and this, that, and the other. I agree with you 100%. We're going to go to a commercial and this, that, and the other. Tara going to beat her phone up and shit. And she going to beat the hell out of her phone and shit and call back in, you know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here coming to you live and direct, 9:12 a.m., Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We talking about black history this month, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So make sure that you get your black history on this month. Today is Rosa Parks' birthday, so happy birthday to Rosa Parks, you know what I'm saying? And happy birthday to all the other black people that have made a contribution in our society that's making us work and be able to function today. You know, we didn't know it was a black man that made that invented the traffic light. We didn't know it was a black man that did the first open heart surgery. We didn't know that it was a black man that that created the stop sign, that created a lawnmower. We didn't know it was a black man that created the mailbox and everything like that. It's so much that our black people do in history that we need to take time to find out who it is, because sometimes your black history could be the girl next door, but when you learn your black history, make sure you make it do what it do, baby.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. And baby, that's your body doing the same.
Show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me. Back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm a fucking riser. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up.
What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna she wanna get tired of. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired of. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them thighs up. I think you better rise up.
Maggie, please.
Did me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fight with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed
I didn't get to fight with her. You're tipping up on my high. My granddaughter from the star put in the back, and I wasn't from that. You and nobody else star up with no knife. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm gonna let you talk, man. You gonna listen at me?
All right, then. Hold on, now. Hold on. Now my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slapped. Well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
Wait, 1 second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. But I want to know who is your grandbaby.
Just hold on, sugar. Here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm. And my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
You're a liar. I ain't gonna get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even get up to your children. And mean to. Now ask anybody at that school. Did I test any one of them girls?
You, they said.
They told you a lie. Because the person them hold me when he let me get to them.
No, you lying.
No, you telling a lie yourself.
Baby,
I didn't test down one of them children. If they say I test you, I come to school Monday to prove it.
Don't you make me come over there.
Come on, bring your ass on over here.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Bring your damn ass on. I told you I didn't test down one of them children because they ain't getting close to me.
You
them children
what?
Where I'm down at that gate down there.
Being my church member.
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby. Because you ain't going to do shit to me. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now, you can come over here now.
We going to do a pray-by.
I could mend my staff and pray to you.
Drive by your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you. You can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know why I stay.
Lord, help this woman. She
you need to help your children.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind my granddaughter in my car with a knife.
May Lee.
Don't tell me no.
I'm a rap on my motherfucking nigga. I'm black, I'm a dad, I'm on the sugar. I be grinding at the time, I'm playing with my niggas. And they ain't going in, it's a whip, my niggas. My nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He
sell it for the high, I need all money. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, passed over to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga,
dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. When we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit.
Wait, my nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, and my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My knock a nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in, I tryna leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Then I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
wake your ass up, morning show. You got the boy Fat Man back up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas. That was my man, YG. And my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I want to say one thing. You know, I used to have a lot of riders and this, that, and the other. Everybody that's so-called listening to my show, I used to have people calling me in the morning and this, that, and the other. That just go to show you how people will support. And I'm talking about our black people during this black history moment. You know, we as black people need to start supporting each other more. We need to support our own black businesses. We need to support our own black people. Put the money that we're taking out of our neighborhoods back in our neighborhoods. And you must support black radio stations. You know what I'm saying? I got a black radio station. I'm a black music owner and things like that. And it seems like that when you have a black man with an idea, it seems like people tend to shy away from that. But if I was out here causing drama and causing problems and things like that and talking crazy all the fucking time, then everybody would chime in and this, that, and the other and want to hear me talk about somebody. They would rather listen to me degrade another black man instead of celebrate and congratulate another black man. So they figure they won't call in. This is the reason why me and Tara are the only ones that's on this radio show every fucking morning at 8 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep on doing it, you know what I mean? Because the proof is in the pudding. If you believe in what the fuck I'm doing and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, then it shouldn't be hard to come aboard. It shouldn't be hard to get out there and network or work together, get sponsorship, anything what it's going to take to get this radio show to the next level. But it seems like I'm constantly working by myself and things like that. And that's what it takes sometimes. Sometimes you have to work by yourself to accomplish certain things. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Tyler was speaking on black people knowing their history, knowing their family and things like that. She was in a situation to where she was dating her stepbrother. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You know, people don't know. You stand in these little small towns, these little country towns, you're related to everybody in these little country towns. It's just like in Oklahoma. I'm basically related to everybody in Oklahoma. So I have to be careful who I talk to, who I deal with, or anything if I call myself talking to the opposite sex and everything like that. First question I have to ask is, who is your family? Who you related to? And things like that. That's the shit you got to do in the South. You know what I'm saying? But we down to the last 33 minutes of the show, and this and the other. We're going to bring my co-host Tara back on the line and everything. Tara, who else is in that book that don't nobody else know about?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're still coming in crazy, though.
Okay. There's a man named Arthur Gaston. He is a self-made millionaire, civil rights activist, Birmingham community leader and philanthropist, born on July 4th, 1892 in Demopolis, Alabama. Tuggles Institute in Birmingham worked as a subscription collector of the Birmingham Reporter at a bellhop and mobile battle house hotel. Served as a sergeant in the all-black 317th ammunition train on the 92nd Division during World War I. Began working for $3.10 a day. I'm going to say that again, a day, at the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company in Birmingham in 1918. Where he started a burial society for co-workers and friends, acquired the mortuary that later became the home of Smith Gaston Funeral Home, Funeral Directors. In 1923, incorporated the Burial Society as Booker T. Washington Insurance Company. Now, see, I didn't even know Booker T. Washington had an insurance company.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It says, 1932, which served Birmingham's African-American community at the time, white insurance would not and became the seed capital. Wait a minute, let me go read that again. Which served Birmingham's African-American community at a time when white insurers would not, and became the seed capital for acquiring or launching of the following ventures: BCW Junior College of Business, Brown Bell Filing Company, New Grave Cemeteries, a Gaston Motel in downtown Birmingham, serving African-American travelers, barred from segregated lodging, and as Martin Luther Jr. King's headquarters during the 1933 confrontation, Zion Memorial Gardens. See, and this is what I said about these M's: Malcolm, Martin, and Muhammad. Those are the only three M's you get. And Martin, I have a problem with this because the integration is what killed black businesses. Because then people had to go to them and do business. They started doing business with them. They stopped doing business with each other. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Right.
They forgot about their own. Because everything that I'm reading is mainly about stuff in these people that were born in like the 1800s. Black people used to stick together back then. They stuck together and they made it do what it did to be able to survive based on all this oppression and these conditions that they faced trying to survive. They band together and they did what they had to do. They formed schools. I can't think on none of my fingers and none of my 10 monkey feet no school that is just a regular school that's ran for and by black people.
Right.
You got Georgetown, Howard, some black colleges, true enough, you know. But that's it. There's no real
black business society that deals with helping an individual or minority get their business off the ground. And then, like you just said, people don't even support your show because now there's nothing to coon about. These are real issues. It's the facing of self. You're doing this shit you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear it because if you got the thing, you like to see people pointing a finger, but they don't remember that they got 3 points back at them. So what we're talking about is altering their frequency, and it's making them think, and niggas don't like to think. That's the problem with that, man. They don't want to think. They want somebody else to think for them. Well, do this for me, and my life is better. I'm not doing a goddamn thing for you. That's just like me, you telling me to breathe for you. I'll help you, but I'm not doing it for you. You know? And if I'll do what I got to do, to the point where I'll do what I got to do, and then I'll show you what I did. You know what I mean? Allow me the chance to blaze my own path and feel free to walk it. You can't wait for people to say, come on, we're going to walk this path together. Because you see a fucking apple tree and be looking for Eve at the same time he walking in the path with you. That's what happened with Adam in the Bible. Him and Eve was walking on the path, and he seen them damn apples, and he just ran off and left. I'm going to go get these apples. And the snake came up and bit her. True story. Okay. On today in history, let me give you tomorrow's on the day in history. 1884, Willis Johnson patented the egg beater. 1934, Henry Hank Aaron, baseball home run king and the Atlanta Braves vice president, was born on Mobile, Alabama. I did not know that he was Atlanta Braves vice president. Okay, 1950, Stephanie Natalie Marie Cole. That's Natalie Cole. Grammy Award singer was born in Los California, that's tomorrow. Natalie Cole's birthday is tomorrow. Let's do a poll to see how many people know it's her birthday.
Right.
Let alone know who her daddy is. Let alone know who she is. Okay, in 1954, Linda Diane Johnson, Mississippi's first African-American woman optometrist, was born in Richmond, Mississippi. Linda Diane Johnson. 1958, Clifton W. Wharton, Sr. became the first African-American ambassador to a European country. Never heard of this man. Ever.
Right.
Didn't know he existed. So in my logic is that these kids aren't given any role models to look up to. They're not giving any projection of a person to become except for these two dudes who got killed. They're not showing these people that did things in their community and lived full lives and died and was buried and whatever happens after that. They don't show that. All they show you is that if you stand up, you gonna die. You know, and I said I was gonna explain what the word nigga means. Nigga comes from the Asian word ngr. It's pronounced nga, but it's ngr. It's a hieroglyph that is njrt or something like that. So the word nigga became bastardized by the Romans. You know. And niggas is in the Ethiopian language of G's, and G's was one of the first languages that the Bible was written in. So my thinking is that the story of the Bible really came from an Ethiopian story. I'm going to get back to that later. But the word niggas in Ethiopian language of G's means king or to reign, one who rules. So when these hoteppers get mad at, I don't use the word nigga, my sister. First of all, you ain't my brother, and I'll use any word that I want to use because I know the root of what it means. There's something called etymology. The words that we use, we need to find the etymology on these words because look at the words. Spell has spelling right in it. So what you say, and like I always say, what we're saying about each other and what we're thinking about each other as a people is altering the currents of what we're receiving. We call ourselves black. The word black means to be in lack. Just like the guy from Johannesburg said, over here, if you look at the Constitution, there's a difference between a black person and a white person. A black person is the person that lives on the lowest scale of a society. You're bound to slavery when you say you're black. As soon as you say you ain't black, and you're classified in a whole different economical, financial, and racial category. That's why the Moors had to become Moors because they signed the Treaty of Tripoli. So they would, the America promised not to attack a Muslim country. And the Moors were bringing the slaves over here, and it's something you can look it up in the dictionary. It says to moor a ship. The Moors were bringing the slaves over here, and they were dark complected. So if they were captured, they were taken back, they would sell them. So America made a deal with them where we're not going to, we ain't going to mess with your people as long as you are under the rule of the Sultan of Morocco. You know, that's why they get the Moroccan Moors, which is Maritina, or the land of Maras. But in Buddhism, Mara is the lowest vibration of self. Mara is, even in Spanish, something very, very bad. So these dudes out here identifying whatever Noble Drew Ali sat there, he combined all them Rastafarian and all these dialects. It's got these people sleep. Even though they think they woke, they still sleep because they're not going into the deeper meaning of what they're following. You know, I know we only got a few minutes, but I want to give everybody a tip. It's a book called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, and it's all about learning how to change your vibration and change the frequency of what comes to your life. And I'm going to give you just a little basis of what they are. It's the law of pure potentiality, the law of giving, the law of karma, cause and effect, the law of least effort, the law of intention and desire, and the law of detachment. I highly recommend this book. The book I'm reading from is called Affirmation. There's a I have a web page that's the same thing. I'm gonna update it today. I gotta go to the eye doctor, but when I come back, I'm gonna update it. It's 366 days of American history. It doesn't say African American. It says American history. I'm not an African. I wasn't born in Africa. I'm an American. You know,
right.
And people get upset when I say that, but it's the truth. I wasn't born in Africa, but I can trace my lineage back to where I came from in Africa because I'm related to Kunta Kinte. So I can go right. back and look where I came from, but I personally wasn't born there, you know. So I don't like being classified as an African-American. That term didn't come out to the sexes, I think the 70s. And in my
right.
mind, it was a bunch of the white people sitting around saying, let's give them a new name. A free coon is a merry coon. Race exists. It exists. It exists. But as long as we're saying, oh, white, that white supremacy and the white man, I don't give a fuck about what color motherfucker is. Money is green. And they out here, this
right.
Illuminati, Columinati, using what Tupac said and don't know what it means. Tupac said, fuck who own the money, get the money. If they go watch the interview, that's what he said about Illuminati, because didn't nobody know nothing about Illuminati until he said something about it. And, oh, one thing, that hand signal, the rock, Jay-Z, when he be throwing up the rock, that is a Jewish hand
that.
Symbol. It's a Jewish hand symbol. It's supposed to mean peace and blessings, but the Jews use the Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah is nothing but saying things and drawing energy. The word abracadabra means I speak it and I receive it. It's all Jewish. Look up Jewish hand signs. Google Jewish hand signs and you'll see everything I'm saying. Everything I'm saying, you can Google it and you can find exact every single word. And if somebody says, oh, she used Wikipedia. Yeah, I use Wikipedia, but I got four sets of encyclopedias to back up anything I can say. So,
right.
that dream, you know.
So, that's what's up. That's
what
up, y'all. That's what's up, y'all. That's my girl Tara Tara and this, that, and the other, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We about to take a break. We'll be right back after I pay these bills and this, that, and the other to close out the show. Say what? What'd you say?
I say we'll be right after these messages. Remember them old commercials?
We'll be back.
Schoolhouse Rock.
You got the bad boy to wake your ass up on this show. Fast up the dollar, dollar, y'all. We're doing it big. We'll be right back.
Throb. I'm a motherfucking beast. I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk sounding like I got an alligator in the back. Paint wetter than melted ice. Rallying hockey stripes, burning rubber at every light. Me mugging like fuck your life. I be hustling all day and night, pushing all night and day, twisting and whipping, yay. Getting my guap a lay. Salute for my goo to my pay. Better not get in my way. From the Bay to L.A. to the A, this nigga connected. Worldwide nigga, this fixture how you beheaded. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect. Woke up early in the morning and put one in the air. Got so high, thought about running for mayor. Slapped myself to make sure I was still there. Shit showered and shaved, and then I cut my hair. Today I'm trying to get laid and put a pounding on the money. Trying to find me a bitch with ass like a world star hip hop bunny. Trying to get rich in this collect and stack my money. You can tell that I'm a D-boy by my baller tummy. Sometimes I dress uppity. Sometimes I dress scummy. Sometimes I dress high class. Sometimes I dress bummy. If it ain't about no cash, you can miss me. You can miss me. The time you can find is hustler tip.
Bitch!
Bitch!
Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up.
Turn it up.
My shit bang.
I've been running around all day trying to get my decimals up. Anybody that try to stop me, I suggest that they duck. Cause when I get the bucket, I can assure you it's nothing pleasant.
Nothing pleasant.
My arsenal game is in Smith and Wesson, all kind of weapons. Even if you're wearing chest protection, the trauma plate won't work.
It won't
cause I'ma aim at your helmet. I ain't gonna aim at your shirt.
Sure.
A lot of these bitch ass niggas should be wearing a skirt.
Sure.
With a box of Motrin and some maxi pads in they purse. Pillow talking and biting
pillow.
Acting like some grizzly.
Doing a whole bunch of that sucker shit, a bunch of popsicles.
I should have been a tourist cause I'm stubborn as a bull.
I'm a different type of dude,
man. I stick to the rule.
I'm a real nigga, best believe it.
I live it and I breathe it.
Breathe
I tell it like it is and I call it how I see
my
it.
Partner used to be sharp but now he on CC.
What do CC mean?
Methamphetamine.
I can't believe
can't
it.
Believe.
Man, he disappointed me. I'm devastated, man. He lost 2 points with me. I'm standing outside of my crib with some Jim Schwartz and a hoodie.
Good.
Talking to my nigga on the celly, smoking a Philly. Sipping on a fifth of that oil cognac.
Man,
behind
man.
Them walls and them bricks, he got caught with a key of candy.
Can.
If he didn't go to jail by now, he'd probably be dead. So instead, he in there with his uncle, his daddy, and relatives.
Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up.
Turn it up.
My shit bang.
I'm the realest out and I say damn that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are it is what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are if she was acting up then I f*** the ones and never f***.
game. She can have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time it's fine with me. Young ass an intern, for money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord, I say f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie, real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name that won't summer. I'll rap his ass. I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out. Yikes. Bring him in them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't.
Dope.
Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Stay down with my day one niggas and we in the club screaming no new friends, no.
DJ Khaled!
Still
Khaled.
Here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say no new friends, no. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. H-Town, my second home, like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you selling out the garden. Four car garages, pouring some Minaj's. Birdman go brrr, cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck her on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama, she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury, dawg. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me, dawg. Ever since YouTube niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me, dawg, yeah.
No new friends, no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say No new friends, no.
Let's ride.
I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need No new friends, no. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
You know what it
stay
is on this
one, so I say.
Yo, bitch, all in my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip form. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my flesh out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night. Every night, my same nigga. Day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say No new friends, no.
Let's ride.
I Still ride with my day one niggas. I don't really need no new friends. No new friends. No new friends. No, no, no. I stay down from day one. So I say fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. One more time. Fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one. So I say
I'm here with my niggas. I'm too hot to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience. I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places. Bitch, we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just power bearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young. I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends.
Stay young, been cash money since day one.
Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say
history, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I'm saying. We getting ready to get up out of here. I got a few things to say. Never judge a book by its cover, you know what I'm saying, because you never know what might be inside that book, you know what I'm saying. You never know what words are on those pages of that book. All you're doing is looking on the outside. This is what they say, you're on the outside trying to look in. The only reason why I said that, and Tara, turn your radio down. I'm getting a lot of feedback, babe. The only reason why I said that is because, you know, I have a brother who's a pastor in my family, and my brother feels that, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm proud of him that he's a pastor and he's getting his own church and everything like that, but never forget where you come from. Never forget where you've been, you know what I'm saying? Never forget who your family is. Never forget what you've taught your family. If you taught your family or taught someone in your family in the beginning how to do the wrong shit, but now all of a sudden you're saved and you're holier than thou and you're the pastor, don't forget where you come from, because you never know what that person in that book that you're judging, you never know what's inside that book and what's in that book to read. I'm saying this to say this. I'm making this to say this statement, make this statement. Get to know your family. Family gets distant. We move different places and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And years go by and stuff like that. People get older. Tara is not the little sister anymore in the family. She's the little sister in the eyes of the family, but right now she's a grown-ass woman. Me, I'm the baby of my family. I am the youngest, but I'm a 45-year-old man that makes his own decisions, makes his own way, and takes care of himself. You know what I'm saying? But then I have a family member who figures that because he found Jesus in jail, and now that he done went out and he done got saved and this, that, and the other, and you're working in the church and you're the pastor and you're the chaplain and all of that and this, that, and the other, I still remember where you started. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to judge you on your past. I'm going to judge you on your present. But don't down what I'm doing in my present, because everybody has to take their own bumps, their own lumps, and they have to bump their head to learn. This is the reason why we state that we are Americans, not African Americans. You take me over to Africa, I can't take you no motherfucking where. I can't point out shit to you. You know what I'm saying? But we must be aware of where we come from, who we are, where we're going, and where we're trying to end up at. If you don't know where you're going, that means you don't know where you've been. And if you don't know where you've been, how can you trace your footsteps back to where you were at? I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. Tara, you got something to say?
You know, there's in the Bible, they always talk about, I am the Alpha Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Well, that is from the Greek alphabet. And Alpha is the A, and Omega is the Z. What they don't tell you about is Mu and Nu, which are in between A and Z. If there's an Alpha and an Omega, there's a present and a future. Everybody's looking for the beginning, how God started. And everybody's looking for the end, how God's going to end. What is God going to do right now? If your brother judging you, one of the first things it says in the Bible is judge not lest you be judged. When somebody comes at you with that, use their own, this is what I do. I use their own rules against them. If you're going to represent something and you're going to use it to persecute me for however I'm living, be prepared to stand by what you say. Because like you say, don't judge a book by its cover. People say, are you an atheist? Or how come you don't believe in God? Because I used to, and my life was miserable. When I got from bound to this American religion and these religions and these gods and somebody's watching me and looking, I became a free being, able to control my own destiny. Everything I think I want, the earth gives me. I receive it. If I say I want a record player, I guarantee the next day I'll get it. If I say I want an MP3 player, then I guarantee almost the next day I get it. Everything I think of, I receive based on using the laws of the earth. I don't need gods. Because people use God to try to condemn another person. If God is loving, why aren't you?
Right.
Tell your brother I said that. If God is a loving God, why aren't you? Is he not his brother's keeper? These dudes go to jail, and they come out as hotepers, and they just, like, all your sins have been forgiven if you eat blood and drink wine or drink bread or however it go. Why am I born in a sin? If I'm a child and I just got to this earth, if my parents were together, if my parents were married, why am I born in a sin? Why am I a sinner when I come out? It's illogical to me. I cannot accept these religions. I cannot accept them because I know how they started. And I'm going to tell everybody that's a Christian out there that have an opposition to what I'm saying, I suggest you research who Serapis Christus was and how they made religion and how they made Christianity, and research the Council of Nicaea when Constantine sat down and they determined which books they were going to use religion to control the masses, because the masses were too wild about what they were believing in. Now, there may have been a person that was a Jesus, but I tell you what, Buddha came before any of them. The word, his name, Siddhartha Gautama, is where they got the word God from. The God, word God means to invoke sacrifice or burning fire. It's a word in Sanskrit called huta. Tell them to look that up and see what's really going on. Believe in yourself. There's nothing wrong with believing in yourself. It bothers me. Every time somebody does something or has something good in their life and they go out and work hard, they give, I got to give God the glory. Well, what did you do? Didn't you have a part in this? Didn't you use your body? A fat man, are you not using your body to make this radio show happen? That's you. Maybe
right.
Divine intervention came and gave you the law of physics to make it all line up, but that's you. People need to give they self credit. If people learn how to give they self credit, they'll be able to give the next man credit.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, listen,
y'all,
we appreciate y'all joining us and rolling with us, y'all. We got 30 seconds left of the show. I am your host, the Fat Man, with my co-host, Tara Tara. We will see you guys tomorrow morning with a brand new topic on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. We out of here. We holla.
Holla.
Show me them 20s. Show me them. the hill party over there. It's still a feather.